This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you'd like toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features on the website there, freetalklive.com. With you tonight, Ian here.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
So we were talking about jury nullification, actually, really briefly. I want to get back onto that subject. Then we can talk more about the saggy pants ban that has gone into effect in Ocala.
Why aren't you talking about important things that are going on in this world? There's people dying in Ukraine, people dying in Palestine. Why are we talking about unimportant things like saggy pants bands?
You know what? That's an excellent question. It was a call from Glenn there toward the end of the last hour. And it was interesting when Glenn was critiquing us for talking about something he didn't like, that he didn't take the opportunity, which I gave him, because when we brought him back on after the break, we had him on before one of the breaks, we brought him back on. And I said, Glenn, this is your chance. So you didn't like what we were talking about before. This is Free Talk Live. What do you want to talk about? And then he just kept complaining about the saggy pants ban.
Right. So in fact, what Glenn wanted to do was talk about the saggy pants ban.
And insult people who wear saggy pants.
And that's fine. I don't care. Everybody's got their opinion.
He can do that.
I think it's insult worthy. But then again, I can tell you that older people had lots of things to say about my style of dress and garb when I was young. And I have had a job from the time I was 12. There's some specific things you can say about saggy pants bans, but whatever. Old people have been complaining about the way young people dress as long as there have been old and young people.
Yep, saggy pants. There's some people have really taken it to an art. I think that I witnessed the birth of it, and it just started out as a thing where your pants were kind of saggy, and then they were a little more saggy and a lot more saggy. And now, you know, you see people who take a great deal of pride in having bright white cotton underwear that's kind of fluffed out just the right amount, and it's not just a careless sort of a thing. It is narcissistic.
It's bloused, and their underwear is out so perfectly. It's sort of bloused in a way.
That perfect word, Mark. It is bloused.
You know, I think that it came from communities where they just, you know, hand-me-downs were the norm, and you know, people were wearing big pants because that's the pants that they had available to them. I've heard lots of other stories of, and best I can tell, most of them are sort of apocryphal as opposed to actual facts. But, and then for whatever reason, the style stuck. I don't know. It doesn't do anything for me.
No, nor me. I've never tried it.
So I had asked a question, or I didn't get to actually ask the question I'd wanted to. I teased it, and we never actually got around to it in the last hour, because the conversation about the saggy pants ban went around into a larger discussion about how to change things in society, and you're an advocate, Johnny Ray, of not doing anything within the system that you can avoid. If you're forced into it by, say, getting a ticket from a police officer, you might go to trial. You might actually kind of work as much in the system as you can in that instance, just because you feel like you've been forced into a position. But that led me to another question about jury nullification. And actually, it was Mark who I think suggested this. But the question I had was, would you participate? As somebody who seems to be principled in a way against participating at, say, going to a city council meeting and speaking, running for political office, even voting for people running for political office. These are all things you've spurned verbally on the air. You've shown non-interest and even some vehemence against these things. Going out and lobbying politicians, going to the state house, testifying, all of these things you're not willing to do. What about going?
It only encourages them.
What about if you get called to jury duty? What would you do then?
I would go. I would go because I think, speaking out of naivety, that I could enjoy it. I could go in, and it's much more personal. It's man to man, and that's also why I do what I do in courtrooms. ask what I consider to be telling questions of the judge, fundamental questions. How does he get paid? Sir, on March 10th, did you witness me harming anyone or their property? So on and so forth. And I'm actually talking to a person, and it's real. I have to be there. I wouldn't choose to be there, but I have to be there, and I do it that way. But voting is you getting in a line and going and dipping your finger in the ink and observing all the forms. And
isn't participating in a jury voting?
Yes, but
your excuse is that it's personal.
Okay with it? And I might get some personal enjoyment out of it. So I have a selfish reason for wanting to do jury duty.
Certainly.
But I might get disabused of that notion the first time, and then following times, would I go if I thought that I could help set one person free? Maybe.
Okay. So that gives me some hope, Johnny Ray. If you feel like you could set somebody free,
then I might come to your trial. If I was on a jury, and I might try to get you free. If I felt like it, right? Like, I've got things to do. I'm a busy man. I got pigs to feed. I've got commercials to write for people. I've got telephone calls to make. I might come. See, this is the thing, is I just can't get excited about people that have this feeling about the political system. The political system is a wretched, evil machine that wishes to grind people in its jaws.
It does.
And when somebody has an opportunity to step up and pull somebody else out of those jaws, I think they ought to take it. I'm not saying it's the moral thing to do, because I don't think you can claim that a person in a coma is somehow acting immorally. But I really do have to say that I think it's the right thing to do, is to step up and attempt to pull your brethren out of the clashing jaws.
I'm going to hesitantly agree with you. I think that it's likely that I would at any time go and be a part of a jury, just because I would feel definitely like I had some real agency there.
You'd feel like your vote made a difference?
Yes.
So what if it turned out, let's just say that somebody's running for governor, and this person running for governor,
like Ian, our co-host,
would actually pardon all nonviolent drug offenders upon election to office. One of the first acts on the first day of taking office is to pardon all nonviolent offenders.
And probably not very many acts after that.
Well, I don't know what you're suggesting would happen there, Mark. But regardless, if you knew that that was absolutely a sure thing, that that was going to happen, like you could actually believe this politician that they were going to really do it, would and it turned out that that politician had lost by one vote, would you feel bad about it?
No, because no, I wouldn't, because if that was the case, then that's the way it went down, and that means that there is some kind of culture there that will produce the same result again, and it'll happen without my participation.
I see. But you could have gotten people out of prison, you know, a year too early.
Okay. I'm sorry. This is ridiculous. Ross Perot ran for president in, what was it, 1996 or
92.
He got some large percentage of the vote.
Yeah.
And, in fact, had this crazy campaign where he dropped out because of ninjas and then came back. So, I mean, you know, anybody who voted for him is suspect as far as I'm concerned. But this was the momentum of the independent vote that was out there. Anderson ran, I think it was in 84. You know, I mean, there were these independent candidates out there. Independent candidates haven't gotten votes like that in a decade and a half. Where's this idea that somehow, I mean, there are moments in time that it is ripe to strike. And after that all the wind goes out of the sails. And I disagree that just because you had this liberty-oriented candidate that might have gotten into governorship in one election, that 2 years later, somehow that candidate's just a shoo-in.
Ross Perot is not an example of
he's not
a product of a culture that he's not the result I want.
He's not a liberty-oriented candidate. He is, however, an independent candidate, and one could claim that because an independent candidate did well in 1992, that therefore in 1996 an independent candidate should have done even better, and then by 2000 we should have had an independent candidate in office.
Well,
like, there's an indication of momentum.
Independent candidate, I don't think that's relevant. Independent versus Republican versus Democrat, that's all dross. It doesn't mean anything. I don't think the point is relevant. I think a libertarian culture versus a authoritarian culture is a much bigger difference and it means more.
Let's come back with more. You can share your thoughts with us. 855-450-FREE. Is Johnny Ray on the right track here, or is he delusional? 855-450-FREE. You can take control here. Share your thoughts on Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Crashed, The Death of the Dollar. It's a hot new novel that has a lot of people talking. It explores what our government's reaction to a U.S. currency collapse would be. And when the government nationalizes all supply chains in an effort to keep order, the sentiment voiced towards such a tyranny is, we're not picking the fight. The government already did that. We'll just be fighting back for a change. This is a great book, but don't take my word for it. Look at the reviews on Amazon. Bernie says, Crashed is a really terrifying trip. It is thought-provoking. It makes you wonder, what if? Could this happen? Gary Jones adds, this is an excellent book. It is also a little scary because it could very well be true. I hope it's fiction, and Julia Moffat calls it a gripping read and the most exciting, insightful book this year. Crash is a fast-paced read that has two-thirds of its Amazon reviewers calling for a sequel. This book is totally worth your time. It's well-researched, liberty-oriented, realistic, gripping, and gritty. Do yourself a favor and don't miss this one. Get your copy at Amazon. Crashed, The Death of the Dollar by William Cooper.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Drop by freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features waiting for you on the site. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And ExpressCoin, that's the best choice for buying Bitcoins, Dogecoin, now Litecoin, Blackcoin, and Darkcoin, all available through ExpressCoin.com. They really care about customer service. They want to make sure you get taken care of, and they've got multiple options to meet your needs, like money order, check, wire transfer, and even cash deposits into the bank accounts that have what's called shared branching. This is one of those community bank things. What are they called? The service
credit unions?
Credit unions. Okay. Credit unions. So, yeah, you go to the credit union that has shared branching, deposit cash in the account information they give you, and usually in about a business day, you get your Bitcoins or those other coins from ExpressCoin.com. Go and check it out and grab their app while you're at their website, ExpressCoin.com. As we continue here, we've been talking about various different sort of tangents that have all come from this discussion that we started the show out, where we haven't even finished the story from ABC News about the Florida City Council in Ocala that has voted unanimously to ban saggy pants from their city. Possible jail time, fine of up to $500 if you get caught with pants below 2 inches below your waistline. So that's kind of the subject at hand, but it's led into a larger discussion about working within the system. How do you change things like this? Johnny Ray, I think, you know, I share Mark's critique earlier where it sounds like you just don't care about these people. Like, you know, you just feel like, oh, well, yeah, if people want things to change, eventually they'll change. The politicians will catch up with it 40 years later, and, you know, then the law will change. And you just kind of hands off. You don't want to do anything to help these folks out. Or do you? How would you, like, the question Mark asked earlier was, what would you do if you were caught for the saggy pants ban? But another question I have is, would you do anything for these people today, even though you aren't a saggy pants wearer?
I will tell the radio audience that it's a crime to lay your hands on somebody and drag them off and throw them into a jail for wearing their pants a certain way.
Okay.
I'll do that. What else will I do for the unfortunate teens of Ocala, Florida? I don't think I'm going to do anything else besides that.
Gotcha. Yeah, I don't blame you. I mean, you can only put your time into so much, and, you know, some people, clothing freedom is going to be their issue that they want to put time and effort into. I just feel like it seems almost callous when you say that if you could have been the one vote that decided whether or not hundreds of people are released from prison cells here in New Hampshire, that you wouldn't have cast that vote. You wouldn't feel bad.
You asked me if I would feel regret about it. I don't remember if I answered it.
The answer is no. It was what you said.
Okay. And I guess because the reason is that the likelihood of me influencing that was basically zero.
You couldn't have predicted that it would have been a one-vote election. That's certainly true.
Not at all. And
wouldn't have known that in advance.
Yeah, so for me to have not participated, and then for you to excoriate me for not feeling the proper level of regret is ridiculous.
Fair enough.
And again, a jury is different. That is truly defensive voting. Mm-hmm. And when there's a man there and you're one of nine people or something, then I wouldn't feel silly participating. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't feel as stupid and ridiculous as I would if I went to the polling place to vote for President of the United States.
So this is an argument, the mathematic argument against voting. Now, I can find this.
That's part of it. No, the fundamental argument is that you shouldn't encourage them.
Okay, so here's what my question is that, are they encouraged when they have liberty-oriented candidates who are running against them and those liberty-oriented candidates win? Like, you know,
that's pretty discouraging.
Right. Statists is who you're talking about encouraging, and statists are not encouraged when they lose.
There will be statists who will pragmatically, you don't need libertarians to participate. There will be people who politicians of all stripes who lick their thumb and stick it up in the air, mm-hmm. and they'll do what the rest of the, they'll do what they see the culture doing, even if they're behind. And
Well, that's not true, because, look, the Ron Paul campaign ran in 2008, and the politicians, Ron Paul said, the politicians asked him all the time, how do you do it? How do you get these wild maniacs out there after you? Well, he said, you know, I just support personal liberty, and I'm against the Fed, and all, you know, all the things that he's at. Where are the politicians that did that in the national government? Are they elected? No, they're not, because that system doesn't work. These politicians know that they don't really care about votes.
Could you repeat that point for me?
Sure. Ron Paul got, lots of politicians. He told in interviews, Ron Paul said that many politicians in Washington, D.C., the current disgusting S-heads that hold the office are asking him questions like, how do you do it, Ron? How did you get people to be so rabidly in favor of you? And Ron Paul doesn't know. He just continued to be a principled, liberty-oriented candidate, and then enough liberty-oriented people got behind him and shoved him forward. The guy didn't run to the front of the pack. He was jammed to the front of the pack.
Wasn't it Ron Paul's campaign that kind of brought you on board, January?
Not to the philosophy of it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What did he bring you on board with then?
His performance in New Hampshire convinced me. His what I consider to be poor showing in the Republican primaries of 2008 convinced me that I needed to come up and be a part of the Free State Project because I thought that he would do much better.
Does it feel ironic to be sitting here now because of a politician while arguing against the political process?
Yeah, it does. I mean, I find almost no fault with Ron Paul except for the statements that that you called him out on this show regarding immigration. I don't know if he's changed his views about that. He believes there should be a United States, and I disagree.
Yeah,
and so
he's not perfect.
As part of the, if there's going to be a United States, there has to be a border, and certain things follow from that.
So we can go back to hiring a hitman here in a little bit, because I thought that was an interesting conversation that we kind of just barely touched on. But let's go to Nathan. He is on Skype in Texas. Go ahead, Nathan.
Hey, everyone.
Hey.
Well, that's actually what I wanted to talk about, but I was wondering if for the radio audience we could maybe dial it down to something less of less import, maybe perhaps, I don't know, like maybe egging someone's house. Because I think Johnny Ray has hit on a distinction which is important, which is this, what are the limits of how much responsibility you can attribute to someone who's acting on behalf of someone else. So, I think you have to allow for what I call the interposition principle, where if you interpose or put yourself between, an actor and the result, you diminish the causality of the first person or the first actor. Do you agree with that?
Sounds
can
sensible.
You say that again?
Is that the person who's committing the deed? Is that the interpositor?
Stand by. I want you to re-explain that here in a moment, Nathan. We're going to come back to you here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I have to admit, I was in the middle of some technical difficulties there. I didn't really follow what he was saying. We'll come back with more here in moments. 855-450-FREE. And I think our streams are working again at freetalklive.com. There's more coming up in moments.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch. Watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want. Just dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got a website. It's freetalklive.com. You can go there and get interactive with other listeners of the show. You can actually submit content right there to the front page and vote on it as well. freetalklive.com.
I love My Magic Mud. My Magic Mud is a natural tooth care product. Now, it is black as midnight. It is made with this bentonite clay, and what it does is it kind of draws the yucky stuff out of your mouth in a way that I guess it's kind of like this oil
like
pulling.
Magic.
Well, I guess. I mean, for me, my mouth's never felt like it did when I use My Magic Mud. It's obviously not magic. It's science.
You said it was like oil pulling. Not at all. I've read about oil pulling. It takes like 20 minutes.
Right. It's 2 minutes to apply this stuff. That at first application, I saw an immediate difference in my teeth. People have posted on the Facebook page them using My Magic Mud and their results, too, in one application. And in one application, you will see noticeably brighter teeth. Now, it's a teeth whitener, but it's also a mouth cleanser. Frankly, you can swallow the stuff. It's not toxic. It doesn't have fluoride in it. And one thing I think is sort of amazing about it, and one of the reasons I continue to use it, is not only does it keep my teeth sort of unstained because I drink a lot of coffee, but it It also makes my teeth feel in the morning like they're still clean. You know, they don't have that kind of film that teeth have in the morning, that kind of crappy plaque thing. Just go to mymagicmud.com. Check it out. They take Bitcoin. Absolutely. There is, on the website, you can watch a video from a dentist who advocates for it, tells why it's a good idea. It's Dr. Griffin Cole. It's amazing stuff. I will never live life without mymagicmud.com any longer. So wow. That's why that's as important of a product as for me.
Oil pulling is quackery. That's what I read, and I believe it.
I don't know. I've never done it, but I've heard people say that
sounds
it's
crazy,
you know,
to me.
Good stuff for some reason or other.
20 well, minutes is, swishing oil around my mouth. Sounds
if you
awful.
If you do anything to your teeth, you're disturbing the bacteria.
Right.
So when you disturb the bacteria, they don't have a chance to set in and begin to, you know, go after the enamel on your teeth. So I would say it's not quackery in that, you know, if you're doing anything to your teeth, you're doing good stuff. You take a stick like our ancestor did and kind of rub on your teeth, you're doing good stuff for them.
By your ancestors, are you talking about my dad?
He's not my ancestor.
Okay, right. Yeah, that was the basis of the article that I read, was that the little empirical research they had about the oil pulling method came from a study in India where oil pullers were compared to people who didn't do anything to their teeth at all. And there was a improvement of the teeth of the oil pulling set. That's all.
I see.
So let's go back to Nathan. He is still with us in Texas. Nathan, you were commenting on the discussion we'd had about hitmen. And Johnny Ray saying that he wasn't so sure if there was really anything wrong, and I'm putting words in your mouth, Johnny Ray, so correct me if I'm wrong here, but you were not so sure that it was really that wrong to hire the hitman. To you, the issue is the actual hitman and whether or not he does the job, but I was saying that it is a crime to hire a hitman because you are asking for someone's life to be taken or someone to be harmed. But Nathan had some comments. But am I putting words in your mouth, Johnny Ray? I don't want to sum up what you were saying inappropriately.
I think there is a very, very important distinction between talking about killing somebody and wringing their neck until they're dead.
Well, there's also a distinction between talking about killing someone and then hiring someone to do the job.
Right? Well, I'm putting the hiring someone to do the job. That's talking about it. That's saying I'll pay you $50,000 to kill this person.
To wring their neck until they're dead.
Yes, there's a real distinction between the two, and I think the guy who commits the deed has done a much, 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 much worse thing. Although
I'll give you that. I'll give you that.
I don't know what the distinction really means, because I think that there is opprobrium for both for the talker and the doer, but I
should the hitman or the hirer of the hitman, the client, I guess, should that person, and I agree with you that the act itself of the killing is certainly more egregious than the hiring of the killing. Uh-huh. There's no doubt, because if the person who wanted to hire another individual couldn't find someone to do the dirty work, maybe nothing would ever end up happening. But should that person be guilty of murder? Should a person hiring a hitman be by proxy guilty of murder?
Philosophically, I'm going to say yes, but guilty, like in a court of law, these concepts don't really mean anything to me. And in my world, there would be businesses that would follow criminals around and surveil them their whole life. Because I'm quite certain that with all the money that we spend on criminal justice every year against everybody, criminals and non-criminals alike, a market system could produce something that was completely nonviolent, that didn't cage anybody, only focused on people who'd actually committed crimes. And if we spent the same amount of money, we could hire a team of 15 people to follow every criminal around and number one, prevent them from committing crimes in the future. And number two, maybe if this was right according to my society, I'm not so sure yet, make life hell for them.
Let's go back to Nathan. He's with us on Skype. Nathan, you were trying to make a point in the last segment, and I apologize. I wasn't paying enough attention. Go ahead.
Well, it's funny you mentioned jails because I think in Robert Murphy did a talk recently where he said criminals would voluntarily report to jail because no one else would take them.
I can see that.
Aside from that, so the principle I was trying to articulate, and I think Johnny Ray is trying to also favors, is this interposition idea, which means that if we're trying to discern who has caused an action to occur, people who intervene in the causal chain can make people before them lose responsibility. So, for example, if I lose my knife on the street and then someone takes it and uses it to commit a crime, I'm not responsible for that.
Obviously.
They've intervened in the causal chain ahead of me. And the same principle would apply if you're, like, say, a gun seller. I'm sure none of you would want people selling guns to be held responsible for everything that the customer of the shop does, right?
Right.
Or car salespeople to be responsible for somebody who commits vehicular homicide.
All right. So how are you going to tie this into hiring a hitman? I'm not real clear on that.
Well, because what you would say is that the I think what Johnny Ray wants to say is that the hitman or the agent, shall we say, is intervening in this chain. No, there's the person who wants to commit the crime, but his intentions are nullified by this principle because the agent is the one who's actually going forward and doing it. In other words, it's almost as if the metaphorical knife has been dropped and now the agent has picked it up and is committing the crime. And you know, it kind of reminds me of these Supreme Court cases where they talk about incitement to riot. I don't know if you know any of them, like Hess v. Indiana, Brandenburg v. Ohio. They deal with cases where, like, you have a Klan member and he's talking about, let's get our vengeance against them all, and, you know, that sort of thing.
Yeah,
and
there's a difference between somebody shouting a political message and what they would like to see happen, like, we ought to string them up from the rooftops or whatever, saying what you'd like to see happen, and then somebody going and putting it into effect is a whole different matter, a whole different ball of wax than sitting down and giving somebody $20,000 to go and kill someone or giving them $2,000 to go and beat someone close to death.
Also, what you need to consider is that the average person is going to sit there and say, I wouldn't be motivated by somebody who says, let's string them up. But the average person understands that they likely would commit a terrible crime for enough money.
I don't know if the average person would do that, Mark.
Nathan, are you saying we need to do a poll on that?
Are you saying you don't think that the person hiring the hitman is responsible?
Well, he is responsible.
Okay, great. Well, we're on board then. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Your thoughts on hiring a hitman, saggy pants, whatever's on your mind goes on Free Talk Live.
This is Mark Edge of Free Talk Live, and I've got something awesome to share with you. I've recently joined Liberty.me. It's an online city devoted to people who love liberty. Break free of the flame wars and bridge-dwelling denizens of Facebook. You deserve better. You deserve a friendly, ad-free social network where you can chat 24 hours a day with like-minded souls around the world. Attend live interactive classes with experts on economics, finance, politics, and money. Access a vast library of books and discuss them with your reading group. Better your life with exclusive self-help guides on investing, self-defense, homeschooling, security, healthcare, saving money, and starting a business. Become a libertarian luminary yourself and get paid in the process by publishing your works on Liberty.me. Get tipped via PayPal and Bitcoin.
The first step towards freedom is to invest in yourself. Start your free 30-day trial now at Liberty.me.
I love being a member of Liberty.me, and I think you will too. The first month is free. Sign up and say hello.
You've been lied to. Lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because Wall Street's 401k and other investment plans have failed millions of Americans. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I've discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money up to 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call now to talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to potentially build a million-dollar tax-free retirement income, get potential 12 to 17% returns, and never lose when the next crash hits. Call 888-885-8820 and discover this tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow rich. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling. Call 888-885-8820. 888-885-8820. Again, that's 888-885-8820. 888-885-8820.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450. Free. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want. Just dial in toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, and we're here to take your calls about absolutely anything that happens to be on your mind. The we tonight includes me, Ian.
Me, Johnny Ray.
And me, Mark.
And you get to join us on the phones or via Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm, so feel free to reach out that way if you like. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by Blockchain.info. Their brand new app, the blockchain app for Android, is now available on iPhone. And it's back. Apparently Apple has allowed it back into the store. This is the rumor I've heard. I have not actually, I don't have an iOS device, so I can't verify the claim. But I've heard that it's true. Go to blockchain.com. You can download their app there. And I was actually trying out the blockchain app today. Because the Shire Free Church here has ordered a Bitcoin vending machine, and I'm hoping to bring it out to the local county fair starting tomorrow to kind of introduce people to Bitcoin. And I'd actually never tried the blockchain app from scratch. What I mean by that is I had already had a blockchain account on their website at blockchain.info, and then I installed their app and kind of linked it, synced it up with my account, which is a little bit of a process. Not a big process, a little bit of a process, but it's even easier to just start the blockchain app for the first time, not having a blockchain account at all, and you just jump right in and start with Bitcoin. I was amazed at how fast it was because I wanted to try it from like a new user's perspective. What would it be like if I installed the blockchain.info app and had never had an account with them? How hard or easy would it be to actually create that account through the app? Turns out it's shockingly easy. And I was really happy with it. So the new blockchain app is awesome. You can go and get yours and your own account just by downloading the app at blockchain.com. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Michael Dean from the Freedom Fiends with us on Skype. Hello, Michael.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello. It's good to be here.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, man. So I've been kind of growing over the weeks and months and years and decades doing, spoken audio. It's what I've always gone back to. And you've been a mentor to me, Ian and Mark, in this. And There's always one problem, you know, on doing it on a budget. The biggest problem is connecting one person to another. You know, you can use Skype or Blink or Mumble or TeamSpeak, but they all go through a central server, and they all are kind of made for working in bad audio conditions. They have a lot of noise suppression. They don't work very well with a good mic or a decent cheap mic, you know, in a good room that you've hung some blankets up in. And this is something that you and I, Ian, have been just, you know, spending late nights trying out all this different stuff, and we haven't found anything, right?
It's true.
Yeah, yeah. So I've been trying to find something like this for a couple of years, and I've decided to finally just to break down and try to raise money on Indiegogo, and I have a programmer that I'm going to hire, Derek Slopey, who did Meowbit. We're going to hire him and maybe one other person to make this thing and make it to the criteria of what podcasters and radio people on a budget need, and, you know, what'll work for LRN hosts and what'll work for Freedom Fiends hosts and what'll work for anybody out there wanting to do a podcast with someone in a remote location who's not in the same room with them. And so we got this fundraising site. It's on Indiegogo. You can find it easy by going to fiendphone.com. That's fiend like the Freedom Fiends, F-E-E-N, phone like P-H-O-N-E, .com, fiendphone.com.
Yeah, I got to hand it to you, Michael Dean. I mean, you, when you want something, you just go out there and get it. You find a programmer who's willing to do the work, which, by the way, I don't know how you managed to do that. To find programmers who are willing to actually work, because most of the ones that are worth it are busy, and it's hard to get their time.
Yeah.
And it sounds like you want to raise some money to actually pay for this to happen, which, of course, you know, I hope that it can work out. I mean, is it really necessary, though? I mean, aren't you just really looking to spend, what is it, $20,000 you're looking to raise on this?
That's what we'd like to raise. I mean, that'd be to fully develop it and keep it going for a while. You know, because you can get people to do favors and stuff, but if you really want someone to dedicate months to doing something, you know, and programmers get hundreds of dollars an hour or more or less, you know, but, you know, you can't just say, hey, I've got $200. Can you do me this favor and work 80 hours a week for 2 months, you know?
No doubt. Programming is, you know, it's a lot of work. I took a little bit of programming in high school, and it's a difficult task. So, you know, they're worth getting paid what they're worth. But the problems I've encountered, and I've met Eric, by the way, he was at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, the guy you're proposing as the programmer.
He was the guy with the ambulance, if people want to know, the media ambulance.
Yeah, with like a boatload of electronic equipment, video and equipment and things like that. And there was pretty cool little bus that, or a little ambulance that he had. And anyway, like my concern is that programmers, from me, in my experience, and just my experience, have been difficult to find and difficult to keep and difficult to get to make something that's not full of bugs to where they're always fixing the bugs for you. Like, that's like, oh, well, here's a bunch of money to program something, and now here's more money every single month to fix all the bugs.
That's not a problem with him. He and I have done a large-scale project before with the Meowbit for Namecoin and Dotbit. And, you know, people always rag on nepotism, like, oh, you always go with the people you know. You don't look for other people. And it's like, yeah, but you want to go with the people that you've been in the trenches with and seen how they perform, you know. And if we do end up hiring another programmer, you know, he is going to be the team leader for that aspect of it. For a second programmer, he knows what to look for. He knows if someone's BSing or not. And, you know, he can work with them. So it's going to be an ongoing, long-term project. We're calling it Fiend Phone. I had trouble coming up with a name for it. I didn't want to put, you know, the name of my show in it. I was going to call it, like, you know, Clear Chat or voice liberty or anything. But it's like, literally, if you take any two or three words and one of them's clear, one of them's voice, one of them's chat, or one of them's talk.
Probably copyrighted and trademarked.
You try to put them together, I guarantee you there's already a telecom in like Bangalore or China with that name. They're all taken.
Probably no fan
actually, no, there's not. I actually thought of calling it Free Talk Live. That'd be a great name for it because it would describe what it is. But you have such a brand recognition, it'd be too confusing.
It's funny. Now, once you get this created, are you going to just
sort of release it for other podcasts?
Free, man. Open source. Anybody can play with the code, and it's going to be free for anyone to use. I mean, basically, there is stuff that'll do this, but it's either hardware that costs between $1,500 and $3,500, and you and I own some of those, Mark and Ian and I,
sure,
those boxes. Or, you know, there are programs that do this, but they're proprietary, and they cost $200 or per license, you know. So if you have a network or a show with 12 hosts or co-hosts, you know, that's getting into some big money there. So we're going to try to spend the money and the time to do it and get it done and then give it away to make the world a better sounding place.
It's a neat project. I hope that it pans out. And what is it? Fiendphone.com?
Fiendphone.com. And yeah, you could go there, Ian, and put your money where your mouth is if you want.
I certainly could. Although, what's it worth spending the, you know, how much is this worth spending money on when I already have the equipment that I need to do? I mean, I get the idea of getting behind this. I just don't know if it's got enough of a market appeal. I mean, ultimately, well, there's all kinds of stuff out there, and you're on Skype right now, and you sound fine. And you know,
yeah, but I have like $5,000 worth of outboard gear. You know, what we're doing is trying to make something that'll work with a $50 USB mic and sound great, so anybody can do it. So it lowers the barrier to people making Liberty Media. And actually, this is something you need because you've complained that you don't have a good thing to connect the LRN show hosts to reliably.
TeamSpeak's been working pretty well, actually.
Has it? I thought there were problems with it, but
I mean, it's not perfect, but it seems like you're going to spend $20,000 trying to shave off a half second of delay. I mean, that's the issue with internet transmission, is when you're talking with somebody, the biggest problem you're going to run into, besides them not having a very good internet connection and you not being able to understand them.
Don't forget the crappy mic.
Right, and there's that. But the other biggest problem is sometimes there's a lag. Like, you'll say something, and it'll be a second or two before the person responds because they haven't heard you finish saying what you had spoken. That was what you and I were trying to experiment with after hours, Michael Dean, was to try to find the program that has the delay at the minimum but also meets all the specs. And so it seems like, you know, $20,000 to shave off half a second of delay to a second of delay, I mean, that's a tall order. That's why I say I hope it works, because I would like to see the software pan out, but I don't know how much I would be willing to put in of the $20,000. To be honest with you, I mean, that's...
Thank you for that glowing endorsement, Ian Freeman.
I mean, I don't want to pump something up necessarily if it's, you know, not really worth the effort to put into it. I don't know.
It's worth it. If I had $20,000 to do it, I would have done this a year ago. It's that important to me. I really think that the quality, here's the thing, I think that Liberty Media is growing, but I think that the quality of it is not near overall what the corporate media is. And I think that even if people don't consciously go, oh, that's great audio or that's bad audio, they tend to tune out quicker.
Yep.
They don't listen as long. And we need to get our quality up to their quality.
I agree with that. Seriously. And the Creamy Radio audio.com is a huge step towards that, too.
There's no doubt about that. Hey, thanks, Michael Dean. That's fiendphone.com if you'd like to donate to the fundraiser, and check him out at freedomfiends.com as well. All right, 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number here. We'll talk more Saggy Pants or whatever's on your mind coming up in moments. Hour number three is on the way. Free Talk Live.
Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain name, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.